Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Jewel Callender, MA student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, and a senior pastor of the People's Cathedral. On this day, July 22nd, Clement Payne was charged before police magistrate C.V. Archer for willfully making a false statement concerning his place of birth when he landed in Barbados. It was this charge that provided the trigger for the events of July 26, 1937. The Barbadian authorities, suspicious and alarmed by Payne's political activities, started an information gathering process. The Barbadian police communicated with their Trinidadian counterparts concerning his nationality. With Barbados receiving a copy of Payne's baptismal certificate showing that he was born in Trinidad, Payne was convicted and fined £10, but gave notice of his appeal. After his release, pending the hearing of the appeal, Payne held a meeting the same night in Golden Square and proposed that a procession should march to Government House to protest the fine. The procession proceeded the next day, Saturday, July 23rd, 1937, at 8 a.m. to Government House. The march moved off Bridgetown with 20 persons, but by the time it reached Carrington Village, it had 100 people, reaching 300 persons by the time they had arrived outside the gates of Government House. No violence occurred along the way, but as they reached the entrance of Government House, the procession was stopped by the police under Major Goddard. But Payne demanded that he should have the interview forthwith, and when told to disperse, he refused. This refusal led to his arrest, along with 13 others. On July 26, Payne won his appeal case on the grounds that he had been brought to Barbados when very young and might not have known that he was born in Trinidad. However, he was served with a deportation order under the Expulsion of Undesirables Act of 1927. Grantley Adams, who appeared for Payne, made an effort to have the order rescinded, but according to historian F.A. Hoyas, he was rebuffed. Hoyas tells us that it was widely rumored that the governor, Sir Mark Young, said to Adams, and I quote, "Mr. Adams, you may be a brilliant lawyer, but I am the governor of Barbados," end quote. Later that day, he was hustled aboard the steamer Lady Nelson, bound for Trinidad. It turned out to be a deportation that triggered a wide-scale city revolt and several days of pillage in the country districts.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.